Veterans Choice is a federal program intended to reduce waiting times for medical appointments. We continue our series, Veterans Choice Making It Work, with a look at how the program has been communicated and supported at the local level. Guy Stevens has more.
Depending on where they live, veterans in northern Illinois or southern Wisconsin going to a VA hospital will either end up at Hines Hospital in Chicago, Middleton Memorial Hospital in Madison, or the Iowa City Veterans Administration Medical Center. For most veterans, though, the first point of contact with the VA begins at their county's Veterans Assistance Commission. These operate under the umbrella of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs and are staffed by Veterans Service Officers, or VSOs, themselves veterans and users of the VA. Jeff Willis is a veteran of the first Gulf War. As supervisor for Northern Illinois, he oversees and coordinates the Veterans Assistance Commissions in the region. Willis explains the role of a VSO.
Basically, we help veterans and their family members obtain any and all benefits. We empower them to succeed.
Getting those benefits means first getting into the system. Discharge documents detailing the veteran's service, including information necessary to classify a condition or injury as service-related, must be processed and sent on to the VA. Willis says that, at least in the area he covers, the turnaround is around 2 weeks before that first appointment with a VA doctor can be set up. He says that's much better than it was 5 or 6 years ago, when it could take 6 months for an initial visit. Still, time and distance continue to be issues for veterans seeking health care, and that's where the Choice program comes in. Willis feels it is helping. At least it did for him.
I live in Freeport, Illinois. We have a VA clinic in Freeport, but what I needed was an outpatient procedure. And for me to travel an hour and a half to get up to Madison, Freeport is a branch of Madison. When I got my card, I called the Choice program, and I'm going to be straight up with you, sir. It was quite impressive. They had me in and out locally in the Freeport hospital before my scheduled appointment up in Madison.
But it varies. Willis has heard different experiences with Choice, and some have not been as happy as his. LaSalle County's VSO is Stephen Kreitzer, an Iraq War veteran who previously advocated for vets while in the student veterans group at Northern Illinois University. Kreitzer says helping veterans avoid that long trip to Chicago for health care is a good idea, but in practice, there have been a lot of issues.
The contractor's going to try to get the veteran with the specialist within 30 days, but I always tell a veteran to keep your appointment at Hines, even if it's 2 months out, because sometimes that may be faster than with the Choice program.
Kreitzer says he tries to help, but he wouldn't have minded some training on Choice.
We've gotten the notice that the program's available and the time frames, which pretty much the general public has. But as far as the ins and outs of the program, no, we've been basically figuring it out as we go.
Tammy Anderson is the VSO for DeKalb County. She agrees that the Choice program and its rollout have had shortcomings. She's pretty sure others think so, too.
If whenever we go to our training and the training people are talking about it and they give us an 800 number for the billing problems for the Choice program, then that kind of lets you know that everybody's having a problem with it.
Personally, she doesn't think it's a good program as it stands, and it's making her work as a VSO harder.
We have to know how to help the veteran because the VA is going to make things so impossible that you get frustrated enough that you give up and you'll pay whatever you need to pay or just go away. We need to know what's going to be the best way to get around so that the veteran is not stuck with a bill that they shouldn't have been paying in the first place.
Jim Gorman says it's not all the VA's or the contractor's fault. A Vietnam War veteran, Gorman is the assistant superintendent of the Lee County Veterans Assistance Commission. He, too, has seen a variety of reactions to the program.
Some people like Vets Choice. Some people think it's a disaster. Most of the guys that I see in this office think it's the greatest thing in the world.
Gorman says the big problems with the Choice program started with how it was communicated to veterans.
All veterans were mailed a letter 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. When they come in, my first question is, have you signed up for Vets Choice? 90% of the vets that I talk to coming into this office said, well, I got a letter, I didn't know what it was, so I threw the letter away. You know, they think it's junk mail and that. So it's a constant education process.
He says the more they find out, the more they are at ease with it and how it can be a benefit. Gorman says the various VSOs maintain an informal network to help with Choice and other issues.
I talk to different commission superintendents and learn different things. Of course, we email back and forth and stuff like that. Mr. Kreitzer down in LaSalle County, I get an email from him almost, you know, once a week on different things. So the superintendents kind of keep up on what's going on.
Right now, Congress and the VA are looking to improve the choice program. The VSOs just hope they will be better informed as changes are made. Then they can help make the program work better for the veterans they serve. I'm Guy Stevens.
We conclude our series by checking in with VA hospital administrators to see what they have to say about the Veterans Choice Program.